In the 1970s, my parents started making sparkling wine just for themselves to drink. They used the watered cellar as a riddling cellar. Riddling means a specific shaking of the bottles during bottle fermentation, just like it's done traditionally in the Champagne region.
What does that exactly mean?
You can see here around 3,000 bottles of sparkling wine standing upside down on the riddling racks. These bottles are riddled and rotated at least every 4 to 5 hours. During this process, the yeast deposit moves down to the neck of the bottle and can be removed at the end. The riddling is really insanely fast and brisk. And one can immediately hear the noises that are made when the champagne is riddled, which are so wonderful, almost meditative. During this process, the bottle is briefly lifted 2 centimeters, turned and pushed back again. That's why there's always a bang when the bottle is turned. The vibration causes the yeast to fall a little deeper into the bottleneck, which is necessary in order to later remove it from the bottle. Cremant is produced here in Wilhelmshof purely using classic bottle fermentation, the champagne method.
Is it true that the riddle rack was created at a kitchen table? Wasn't it the famous widow of the Clicquot champagne house, Veuve Clicquot, who was sitting at the kitchen table with her cellar master and inventing the A table?
Yes, they were said to be having a love affair. The German guy called Anton Müller. They thought about how to get rid of the turbid matter in the sparkling wine so that the clear aromas of the wine would smell and taste better. The two of them had the idea of just drilling holes in the kitchen table and turning the bottles upside down. Most of the yeast fell into the neck of the bottle, but there was still some turbid matter in the liquid. So they cut the legs of the kitchen table on one side, and that's how the pupitre, the riddle rack, the A table, slowly came into being. You can see that there's actually a conical hole in the riddle racks, and the bottles lie almost horizontally in the riddle rack at the beginning. They have a mark, a line, which the riddler, the remoucheur in French, can use to see the position and which way to turn the champagne bottles. At the beginning, the marker is at 6 a.m. The bottle lies almost horizontally in the riddle rack. It is shaken at 5, at 7, at 4, at 8. The so-called riddling in the pendulum. From the 7th shake, the bottle is slowly placed a little steeper for precision work, until finally, after more than 20 shakes, it stands upright in the shaker desk and the yeast is stored at the bottom of the crown lid as a yeast plug. So that's a big part of the work here.
And Barbara and her father Herbert shake these 3,000 bottles in about 20 to 24 minutes. So it's quite a quick process. However, we then go at 7:30 in the morning, at 12 or 1 in the afternoon, and in the early evening again to riddle the Cremant bottles.